Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm really happy today because I have with me Joe Dragovich. Joe has always enjoyed celebrating the true meaning of Christmas season. As a young boy, he had a very special elf ornament. The elf ornament and Joe's true appreciation for the family and spiritual traditions of the Christmas season inspired Joe to write The Empty Hook, An Ornament's Tale. The gift of Christmas is with you. Remember him on his day. Thank you, Joe, so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Joe, tell me a little bit about what brought you to become so passionate to write this wonderful Christmas story.
Well, you know, I look at the motivation and the influences, and I'll touch on the influences first. I'm a Catholic boy, 12 years of parochial school, so, you know, that was part of my life. Growing up, you know, the religious piece of it. And that Christmas season was always special. And I know my mother doesn't like when I say that we weren't well off growing up. I say we were poor, but she always made Christmas nice, and there was that magical sense about the season. As a young kid, we liked that with the idea of Santa Claus and those pieces of it. But there was also that spiritual part there. I remember going to church and looking at the nativity and looking at the Christmas trees and everything about the season. And then the motivation comes from, you know, in my adult life, seeing maybe that I think we're losing touch with what the season is all about. And that line, the gift of Christmas is with you, remember him on his day, that's the essence of the story of The Empty Hook, that remember him on his day, because it is his day, it's about him, the birth of Christ.
That is so beautiful, really beautiful. So tell me a little bit, did you have any challenges in writing the book? It's beautifully illustrated, and I know that you have other things that are attached to the book. Tell us a little bit about that, any challenges you might have had in the development of all of that from an author's perspective.
Well, you know, first-time author, someone who sat back, not intending to write a book that would be published and sold, and I'm very pleased with, you know, what's happening with the book. But just, you know, I wanted to write a story about Christmas, and I wanted to try and tie in, you know, those pieces of Christmas that mean a lot to me. I collect Christmas ornaments, so there's the influence for the ornaments telling the story. And I began collecting vintage Christmas ornaments, glass ornaments from the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. And as I was decorating the Christmas tree, I'm thinking, imagine the stories the ornaments could tell. Because these ornaments come from all over the country. And the Christmases they've seen, the wonderful experiences of family, and the celebrating of Christmas, the true meaning of Christmas. So I didn't intend to write a book to be published. But after I got the story finished, you know, you pass it around to family, and they look at it, and you can see they're moved by it. And we did some tweaking, and you know, and I came up with a final draft, and then I got serious about trying to find a way to have it published.
Wow, that is just marvelous. How long did it take you to write the book, Joe? Was it a fairly quick process for you, or?
You know, it was. I without having written before, I would say, for me to have something that got finished, I would say it was a quick process for me. I had the initial story done probably within a few months. It took a lot of tweaking, you know, the final product for like maybe a year before I had it edited. And we even tweaked some things with the story after I found my illustrator. When we were looking at how to illustrate the story, we needed to add a little bit of, we wanted to bring the characters to life a little bit. So we added some interaction and a little bit more description with the characters. So there were things that got tweaked along the way. But that initial draft of the story, it's been a couple months.
Oh, well, that's fantastic. It's just such a lovely work. So beautiful. And when you look at that work, what do you think you would like it to mean to children all over the world?
I've been asked that question before, and I always say that, I get the most reward out of just thinking that during that Christmas season, that book is in the hands of a loving parent or grandparent, family member, big brother, big sister, and they're sharing it with the family. Because though it's geared towards children in a sense, it's a family-type book for sure to be shared by the family. And I've had folks tell me that. You know, they've bought the book for someone, and they've reached out to me again and say, hey, I need another book because I read that. I'm keeping it for myself, and I'm going to pull this out every year. And I've had some folks tell me now that it's been out for a few years that it's part of their Christmas. And just the thought of that on Christmas Eve or that Christmas season, children and families sharing that message and having that conversation about the true meaning of Christmas.
I love it. And I love when you were talking earlier about the ornaments having that experience, the ornaments that you've actually collected, having experience from all over the country with all of these wonderful family memories. When you think about that, it's so exquisite. It really is. What kind of message do you hope children will get from this, from the standpoint of maybe life lessons?
Well, it's very interesting because I've read the story in parochial grade schools to young kids, and they get that message. But I've also read the story in public schools. And when I ask some questions about, let's say, the one illustration near the beginning of the book where Mr. Mueller, the glass blower, is blowing a piece of glass and it's striking a star that is, the star is in focus very well. You can see it, but there's a nativity, a wooden nativity in the background. And when I ask the children in the public school what that is, sadly, they don't know. But the kids in the parochial school were. So the idea behind this story and where it's not overly religious, if you have that religious background, you see the meaning. But if you're not overly religious, the meaning is still there. And it could spur a conversation of, because it's mentioned a couple of times, what is the miracle in Bethlehem? And why is he considered the greatest gift ever given to all of mankind? So for the folks that don't have that religious upbringing, I hope it's, it generates that conversation so that then maybe they could, it would just be a wonderful experience to have them appreciate Christmas in those terms as well.
Oh, that is so beautiful. So are you planning to write some additional books?
Well, I actually have another draft completed for another story, and of course it deals with a holiday, Easter. And I have the draft completed. I'm just, this empty hook has kept me so busy, it's difficult to find the time to pull all the pieces together to start another project when one is consuming so much time.
That's really marvelous. And what do you find the book has done for you from the standpoint of being so busy? What are the activities around the book, and what has it done for you personally?
Personally, the satisfaction out of interacting with the children, because we'll go to the schools and we'll do coloring contests, and it's primarily the elf character. We'll give them an 8x10 illustration of elf, and they will color it, and the winners win a copy of the book or a copy of my coloring book. And that's always fun because the book is there. They can see what my elf looks like. But to see their interpretation sometimes, where they change the color, where they change maybe the tone of his face, the colors of his boots, or add stripes or something different and unique to them, it's really cool. Now, on the other end, last year I did a lot of adult groups speaking. I really felt good about that because I could talk on an adult level with folks and share with them, that message It's about the birth of Christ. Remember him on his day with all the other stuff going on. Regardless of if you believe or not, the gift of Christmas is with you. He's there. He's waiting for you. He'll wait a lifetime. Remember him on his day.
That is so beautiful. And how do you feel the book touches adults?
Well, you know, I've had folks who have read the book, they come up with different meanings, and a lot of them are, I expect, because when I wrote it, I was hoping, well, I hope that, you know, this can mean something to somebody who's lost somebody, and they realize that through the gift of Christmas, that gift of eternal life, that even though we've lost somebody, we have not lost them. It's only momentary. It's this lifetime. That there is something better, and we'll be reunited again. So in terms of, you know, celebrating the season, it's part of life. It's the cycle. We age, we grow, things happen. There are, you know, there's five people in a family this year. Something happens, there's four next year. But remember that person. And that's what that empty hook symbolizes. It symbolizes, one, that Christ is there even though you can't see him. But it also represents whatever it is in your life that you think is missing. It's still there through him.
Mm, that is so beautiful and so powerful, really powerful. And time with you has just flown by. Do you have some parting comments you would like to share around the book and around the spirit of Christmas? Anything, since you've done this amazing, inspiring book, that you would like to share with us in the way of wisdom?
Well, like you had alluded to it earlier about, you know, it's not just the story in the book. You know, there are some other elements that go with it. And I think one of the nicest pieces that go along with this book is I wrote the lyrics to a song. Every good Christmas story has to have a good Christmas song, right? So I wrote the lyrics to a song, and just in very similar ways in how the story worked out for me as far as just the way things unfolded, how I found my illustrator, how I found the folks to write the music and sing the song. I had it professionally recorded. The song's called Remember Him, and it's out there. It's out there on iTunes. It's out there on Bandcamp, CD Baby, for download, Rhapsody, those music outlets. You can find that song, and it's a beautiful Christmas song, and it just reinforces the message in the book. And we have glass ornaments as well. We introduced the elf character last year. That elf character is modeled after a hard plastic one that I had as a child. He's modeled after him. He doesn't look exactly like him, but there are striking similarities. We just updated him a little bit. And, you know, he came out last year, and now we got the Coney Claus character coming out this year. So we plan on releasing an ornament each year until they're all completed.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's just turned into this huge, big movement for you. That all started with the children's book.
It all started with appreciating Christmas, the true gift. I mean, it truly did. That's the inspiration. That's what kept me focused. And I think that, you know, in the song, you know, his star shines so bright and lit the path throughout the night. That's one of the lines. And I like to be able to tell folks that I've never lost sight of the fact that he's guiding me and he's putting things in place for me. And if I just trust in them, things work out.
That is so beautiful. So for everyone listening, do you have a special Christmas wish that you'd like to send out?
You know, my wish is for folks to remember the gift of Christmas is with you. Remember him on his day. The world will be a much better place.
That is so beautiful. Really beautiful, Joe. Thank you so much for being with us. And everyone can find The Empty Hook, An Ornament's Tale on Amazon.com. And is there any other website that you might have or information you'd like to give about the other things that you mentioned, including the ornaments and so forth?
We have a website, TheEmptyHook.com, so you can find us there. And then I'll ask the folks listening, go into your local Barnes & Noble and ask for the book so they get it on the shelf so that message gets out there. And Christmas becomes even more special for all of us. And then the song is out there as well, CD Baby Bandcamp. The artist is Mary Jo Maluso. It's a single, and the title of the song is Remember Him.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for this beautiful contribution of the Empty Hook book and everything that goes along with it and has come as a result of it for everyone for a wonderful holiday season. And thank you for your generosity of time and joining us, Joe.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
And for those of you out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global broadcasts and communities, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And have a fabulous week.